Blog Talk Radio.
All right, all right, all right. Good morning, Affinity 24. Guys, as we wrap up a new week, we've had a lot of excitement, a lot of great things that have taken place, and a lot of great things that are going to be taking place as we get ready and ramp up for this roadshow. So, you know, if you've got a pen and piece of paper, welcome to Female Friday, guys. Today, our host will be Mrs. Lisa G. herself, so she'll be coming on here in a second. And, you know, just be sure to take notes. If you're on the link, so if you're clicking the link somewhere and you would like to participate in today's call or you've got a question, our dial-in number is 646-716-8438. And you just simply press 1. And the earlier you press 1, the faster it brings you into the queue so we can make sure that we can get to your question. But, again, we want to hear from all the ladies out there today, so don't be bashful. We want to know what's going on today in your Affinity 24 business. And I'm going to go ahead and bring on our global master distributor, one of our global master distributor, I think the better half, Mrs. Lisa G. So good morning, Lisa. How are you doing this morning?
Hi. I'm good. How are you doing, Bill?
I'm
very,
doing
very
great.
Excited
doing
to be
great.
On this call this morning in beautiful, sunny California. Well, good morning, everybody. I'm very, very excited to be on this call, and I can tell you every day is just getting better and better here with Affinity 24. My husband, Jeff, was up at the crack of dawn. I think it was like 4:30. He's on a flight right now to Denver with Mr. Rick Lindsay. So another new market opening up. They're going to have a big meeting tonight in Denver. And then tomorrow, another big event, massive launch opportunity and training. So if anybody knows anybody in the Denver area, get that information, get them there, make the calls after you get off this call, because that's going to be a huge, huge market. I originally got started in the industry of network marketing in Denver. That's why that trip is near and dear to my heart. I've been in the business, for those of you who don't know me and my story, I've been in the industry now for over 21 years. And it was actually back in Denver I got introduced to network marketing. I'm originally from Chicago, my husband and I, and, you know, we met in the house clubs back in the 80s, and my husband ended up becoming the vice president for that company. And he got a big promotion, and we all moved to Denver. So that was cool. We were very, very excited about that opportunity. But the other side of the coin was as soon as that plane landed, you know, I really felt like a single mom because my husband was working all the time. He was gone, you know, 14, 15, 16 hours a day. Our girls at the time were 4 and 1. And I'm home with the kids. He's gone all the time. And then to add insult to injury, he started making less and less. So the reason I'm sharing that story with you is a lot of women out there that we're going to hear from today have their story. They have their why. What was it that motivated them to look outside of what they were doing or look for another opportunity? I know I was searching. I didn't know what I was searching for, but there was a couple things. You know, being a mom has always been my number one priority. But I also wanted that empowerment. When I got transferred to Denver, I really felt isolated. I was home with my kids. My husband was always gone. And, you know, my family and friends were all back in Chicago. So I was just kind of looking for a life. I was looking for some friendship. I was looking for some empowerment. So sometimes it's not always about the money, although I definitely needed to make money. Jeff was making less and less, and, you know, at the end of the month, we just started to get by. It was really scary because he couldn't work any harder, and I didn't want to go back to work and put our girls in daycare. So my goal was to make an initial $1,000 a month. That's why I was open. Now, if you would have asked me a year before that if I would be open, I would have told you were absolutely crazy. Because I thought everything was great, you know? And sometimes people look for opportunities when they need them rather than when things are good. And I was kind of reactive. I was out there searching for something. I got introduced to this industry. It really did change our life. So I want to applaud new distributors every day. I always applaud the guests that are looking at the business because it takes courage. It takes courage to step outside of what you know. It takes courage to be open to opportunities and walk into new situations, you know, especially for people that are shy or maybe more introverted. So I know all that because I was there. But that one decision, you guys, ended up changing our life. My husband made fun of me, you know, like a good husband should, I guess. And that fueled me, okay? So ladies, you know, you got to find your motivation. And that fueled me. I wanted to really prove him wrong. And that's why I got involved and I started really working the business. And I was doing it alongside of being a mom. You know, in multi-level marketing, the beautiful thing about this business is you incorporate it into your life. Whatever you love to do, go do it. And that's how you get around people. Because all we do, it doesn't matter what business I'm in, whether it's supplements, coffee, or merchant services, we're sharing information. We're making friends. You know, when you get out there, things just happen. And so Jeff ended up joining me full-time after 2 years. I ended up winning. I proved him wrong. We were actually over $20,000 a month in earnings after 2 years. And that's when he was able to leave that position, which was getting worse and worse, and he joined me full-time. So that's our story. You know, we've been in the industry a long time. We were in supplements for 18 years. We were in coffee for almost three. And then I really believe, and I always say this, and people have heard me say this, our whole experience in network marketing has prepared us for this moment, for this time, for this company, because I've never been involved in something more exciting. You know, it was back in November we got introduced to this business model that Mr. Garrett Logan and his brother Nick Logan were about to and were rolling out, and we had an opportunity to go to dinner with them. And we weren't looking. We weren't looking for an opportunity. This one just really kind of fell into our lap, and it was one of those things where we knew we couldn't not do it. It was that feeling in our gut. Both of us had the same feeling we had, you know, when we moved over to, you know, the coffee business. We just knew that if we didn't do it, it would be the biggest mistake of our life. So that's really why we came over. We saw the potential, you guys. You know, we're talking about a business, obviously network marketing, but it's in the merchant service world. I knew nothing about merchant services. I still am very foggy about it. I'm learning every day, but yet we're mobilizing distributors throughout the country, and every day the merchant statements are flying in. We've got a core donate program that's absolutely amazing. Since we've gotten involved, a beautiful 12,000 square foot facility is over in Tustin. Today I'm going over there for a paperwork and back office training at noon. So I'm very excited, you guys, and I'm so excited to hear from the ladies in the field. I know we have a lot of success stories that are going on just in the short period of time that we've been here with Affinity 24. So, Bill, if we could bring on our first Affinity 24 lady, that would be great.
Absolutely. All right. Area code 818, ending in 7706. Good morning. I've got you live on Blog Talk. Okay, hold on 1 second. We're having a little bit of an issue with our panel here. It's not allowing me to unmute. Okay, let's try it now. Hey, good morning, Eric with 818. I got you live on Blog Talk.
Hi, good morning, ladies and everybody else. I am originally from the island of Malta. My career is hypnotherapy. I'm a hypnotherapist, and I hypnotize people 6 days a week. So, no, you're not in hypnosis yet, not until I say so. Just kidding. It's been a pleasure working with Affinity. It has been an incredible experience for me, getting to know the people involved on a one-on-one basis has been fantastic. It is truly an honor to see that Mr. Nick and Garrett Logan are professional businessmen. They're men with ethics and men that I would consider gentlemen. They are polished and professional and have truly great insight and plan. Mr. Rick Lindsay, on the other hand, is outstanding. He has focus, attention to detail, can see the big picture, has foresight like nobody I know, and the experience he brings to the table is daunting. He makes me like math. How's that for an answer? Jeff and Lisa, Mr. and Mrs. G, are superb. They are experienced, they're wise, they have heart. They actually make me think of lovable go-getters. And it is a pleasure to watch them because they are so true. And when you meet, for people who are just brand new, when you meet this group, authenticity rings through each and every one. When it comes to how I look at the business, as a hypnotherapist, I help a lot of people. It's my mission in life to help. And one of the things as a professional, as a businesswoman, is something that I'm interested in is multiple incomes, multiple streams of income. So when it came to finding out about Affinity, as soon as my very good friend Tina told me about it, it was instant. I instantly thought of others. Who can I help? And she was smiling, telling me, wow, okay, here, let me tell you. I have helped so many people. One, with the one-on-one talking, I hold ethics and professionalism to the highest level. So for me to be able to share heart-to-heart with honest and truthful information, knowing that I'm helping these people, is essential to me. I have Ms. Simone, who is superb, and the way the team works gives you peace of mind. I've had fun, literally fun, talking to friends and colleagues and mentees, and I've actually had days when I had five yeses in one day. I simply spoke the truth, shared with them, and of course, yes, what can I do to sign up? So when it comes to talking to new people, building your team, just be honest. It's worked for me tremendously well. I literally just say my piece. I know internally that I'm truly helping, and the rest just falls into place. Now remember, there are some people who are adventurous go-getters, and they're just yes on the spot. Others are cautious and analytical, so they need more time. So their no that you hear is just a temporary not yet. So I wish you all the best. It has been a pleasure working with this incredible group and team of professionals. And I know that, you know, when it comes to timing in a business is like location in real estate. Go get them, ladies.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much. That was well spoken, and you're absolutely right. Timing is everything. You know, we're right now in what we call this land grab opportunity. You guys, every day you need to work with urgency. It's not just you're looking for two things. You're looking for your merchants, people that, you know, can save money, become compliant. You know, everywhere I go and everywhere I shop, I'm always asking questions. Are you EMV compliant? What are you doing about that EMV problem? I just get into conversations. And then when I'm out amongst people, I'm always looking for those people that want to make more money. And remember, your merchants can become agents. That's happened to us a lot already. So let's put in on the next speaker, Bill, if we can.
Absolutely. We've got Ms. Julie Rod in the queue. Good morning, Julie. I've got some
Hi, Julie. Good morning. How are we doing today?
Good morning.
Top of the morning. So very excited to be on the call. I know I've got a couple minutes, so I'll make it pretty quick and short. But first of all, I want to edify our leadership. We would not be able to have this opportunity if it was not for Nick and Garrett Logan, our CEO and COO. Thank you so much for the opportunity. Also, Rick and Mike in the field, they're helping train us. I know nothing about merchant services other than I have a credit card and I swipe and it works. That's it. So they've helped us. And then Jeff and Lisa, unbelievable leadership. I've done a lot of courses, landmark education. I've spent money. My background is real estate, 29 years. I've spent money on coaches, thousands of dollars. And I have not met a team like I have with Jeff and Lisa. They are dynamite. They're fun. They get things done. They have integrity. And those are all the things that, you know, I look for in a mentor. Lisa G is my mentor. I'm very blessed. I don't have to pay a lot of money for her, so keep your ears closed, Lisa. but I feel very, very blessed because everything that Lisa and Jeff teach us, I duplicate and I teach my team. So the leadership is outstanding. My background's real estate. I also started, I'm a founder and a president of the Elisa Viejo Chamber of Commerce. So I have a lot of clients that, or I should say friends, that own businesses, and most of them take credit cards. So when I was introduced to this business back in December, when Jeff and Lisa sat down with my husband and I, it just made sense to me because that's the people that I talk to every day. Now, I'll tell you, I don't have much experience in network marketing, very little, but I don't have to because I see that there is a need. There is this EMV compliance, and I see that it has to be done, and many people need to know about it, but I see that our leadership, they're the ones that know what to do. I mean, Lisa told you, 21 plus years in the industry, I don't have that. But I don't need to have that. I have her to leverage, and that's huge. You know, those of you that may not have any experience and background in the industry of network marketing, or maybe a little bit, or maybe you've had some not such good experience, it doesn't matter. None of that matters is that we have something to share. I feel we're here to serve. And this is not about me. Like when I go out and I talk to people, just like Lisa says, when I go get my hair done, pick up my dry cleaning, whatever I'm doing, my dentist, I'm sharing with them. And they're happy that I'm sharing because none of them know what's going on with this EMV. I mean, they're just so thankful that I'm sharing with them. So we're like, hey, look at the statement. So, you know, we have a system. We have training. We have fun. So I could not say enough about this opportunity, how blessed I am. I'm sharing it with our chamber, with many organizations, and again, nonprofits. We have our core donate, which is an amazing opportunity as well. So those of you that are new to the business, you know, I just am so excited just as I get new agents involved. And I just share with them too. I mean, I don't have to say much. You know, Lisa's always said you can't say the wrong thing to the right person. People are either interested to opportunity or they're not. And so that's it. You just introduce. They're interested. They step into it and they go forward. So I thank you so much for your opportunity for me to be on this call, and I'm looking forward to hearing from all of you as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Julie. I tell you, she's the epitome of teachable. You really are. You get out there and, you know, you're a great student, and that's why you, right now you're becoming an amazing leader with your team. So we thank you for all you do. All right, who else do we got in the queue? Who's next up?
Okay, we've got Ms. Simone in the queue. Good morning, Ms. Simone. Got you live on Blog Talk.
Good morning, good morning. You know what, Bill? Thank you very much for calling me on the call, but there's some other very exciting and powerful women on the call, so I'd like to drop off and let them have an opportunity, and if you have time, I'll come back at the end. Thank you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. Area code 619, ending in 5854. I've got you live on Blog Talk.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Hi, this is Rebecca. I'm down in San Diego. Thank you so much
Rebecca.
For having me. I'm so excited. I'm, like, sitting here dancing around the kitchen, bouncing around. So I just want to thank the two previous women. Julie said a lot of amazing things, and I really appreciate that. But my heart's just so full of gratitude for, first of all, for Garrett and Nick Logan for coming up with this brilliant idea and having the guts to then approach Jeff and Lisa G and just to present the opportunity. I'm just really in awe. Sometimes I have a hard time for words, but basically I'm very grateful, and I know there's a lot of people working tirelessly in the background all around the country and specifically in Tustin at our headquarters, and I don't even know what they do all the time, but what I do know is that things are moving like wildfire. Every day things get better and better. Like systems get put in place, things get upgraded, things get changed, and I'm blown away because I'm a person who really appreciates order and efficiency and structure, and that structure helps us to thrive and to grow our businesses more quickly. So that's something that I very much appreciate, and I don't even know probably all the people who are in the background who are doing it. And I'm just, and as far as everything else, I just have to say that there, some of the other women already said this, but there's a lot of authenticity here. I really feel it in my gut. I think women are incredibly intuitive, and that was something that I used to make my decision about joining Affinity 24. And I just sat and I said, you know what, I'm just going to listen to my gut. And everything in my gut said it's a yes. So I just went for it. And we have a lot of fun. I really enjoy the meetings. This is something that I really want to be at, which is very, it's great for me. So just a little bit about my background. I'm a horticulturist, which is somebody who studied ornamental plants and their uses. But what I do now is I'm a landscape designer. And just a couple weeks ago, I was actually an assistant manager at a retail store called Armstrong Garden Center, which is out on the South Coast out here. And I wasn't very happy. I basically kind of hit the top of where I was going to go unless I wanted to be a store manager, which I really couldn't see myself doing because I would have to work 6 days a week and 65 hours and just, there was just a cap on what I could do, and I knew I had so much more potential. So I wasn't necessarily out there looking, but I was definitely open. And I heard this, and I was so excited. That was it. I was in. So let's see what other things are happening out here. I have to say that I'm very excited that the very first agent that I had signed up with me is my very handsome boyfriend, Rich. And he's an actor and a meditation teacher from Australia. So he's also always looking for opportunities like, you know, multiple streams of income. And I'm very excited that he's joining me in this. And there's just a lot going on. So this weekend we have this amazing opportunity to join an expo and staff a booth. We were given a free booth, this amazing event. And he and I are going to be there all weekend meeting people and making tons of contacts. And it's such an incredible opportunity. We just jumped on it. So, and I really have to say that part of, you know, my why for doing this is that I just have a lot of drive to be a philanthropist and donate money to organizations, to volunteer my time, which is something that I just could not do when I was working as much as I was working, and I was exhausted the rest of the time. So I just have to say also to just share from your heart. You know, I was at lunch in San Luis Obispo over a couple days ago visiting my best friend from college, and I just started sharing at the table. And before you know it, I'm emailing the webinar to my friends, you know, my friends who are emailing it out to them, and one of them had her boyfriend on the call, and I didn't even know it. She didn't even tell me. So just sharing with excitement, people perk up and they're interested, and it becomes really easy. And it's just a golden opportunity. I mean, I just can't not share. So
I love it.
I'm really looking forward to this weekend. Thank you.
Thank you, Rebecca. That's awesome. I got to tell you, everyone's got to look out for Rebecca and Richard. I think that's the power couple coming up in the ranks. I met her boyfriend on Saturday, and you guys are so cute together. But you know what? You share with your heart. You talk with your heart. You could feel that. And that is the secret, you guys. You know, you're not trying to get anybody. That's not this business. I mean, I think sometimes people get all twisted up about multi-level and think you got to go out there with this agenda and your fangs and You know, don't be the person you wouldn't want to be approached by. Be the person that you would want to be approached by. One of the things I heard very early on was talk to other people as if you're talking to yourself. And that really resonated with me because I want somebody to have empathy, be patient. I'd like people to get to the point, be clear. I don't need fancy words. Just speak straight from your heart and communicate to somebody as if you wanted them to communicate to you. That helps me. That really does. It helps me if I'm in front of the room, if I'm on a call, if I'm one-on-one with people. Because I just bring myself back to remember when you were first approached. how did you feel when that person approached you, and how did they talk to you? Did they communicate in a manner that got you excited? Was it simple? Was it clear? You know, just always remember that, you know, because the person that you're talking to, they're going to remember that. They're going to duplicate that. Everything you do in multi-level marketing, people duplicate what you do, not necessarily what you say. So another thing I always think about when I am talking to people is I'm training them because they're future distributors, and I want them to approach their new prospects in the same way. And it's kind of like a game. It's fun. You know, some people get in, some don't. But remember the people that get in, they'll never forget how they were approached. They won't. I never will forget walking to the park with Tasha, and everyone on this call, remember how you were approached. Remember when you were told about this opportunity. You'll never forget. So let's bring on the next caller, Bill. Thanks, guys. Thanks, Rebecca.
Okay, next we've got Miss Judy Palmer in the queue. Good morning, Judy. Got you live on Blog Talk.
Hi, Judy.
Hello, and good morning, Lisa. First of all, thank you for hosting a Blog Talk opportunity to hear some amazing testimonials. I'm really excited to meet some of the new distributors and see some familiar faces as well, and it's been really a great start. With just a brief background to let you know really why we've been interested in being involved with Affinity 24, it is a startup, and that's really exciting for us. I'll tell you why, because we do recognize fabulous leadership with not only Garrett and Nick Logan, but also Mr. and Mrs. Jeff Giamalva. My background, really, I have a full-time career as a doctoral professor and a specialization lead for a PhD nursing education program. For nurses who have a master's degree and are pursuing a PhD in nursing education. And I started at the very beginning of the program. I helped with the whole growth and development for the program when it launched back in 2008. So I've been on the ground floor, and my position started off really as a pilot position, and it really grew. I'm now, of course, full-time, but I understand what it takes to really get things off the ground and the changes and success strategies. And I recognize that in this startup, in this very beginning of this Affinity 24 Merchant Services program, and what they've put in place so far and what they're doing to help all of us become successful with the leadership and what they're doing to actually help streamline our success, help us find the right materials, create a back office for us, create resources, how we can connect with people and answer our questions. Both Rebecca and Julie, I just wanted to say your testimonies were amazing in terms of the whole development and why you are involved in this program. And I wanted to really call out some of the most important points, too, you brought up about leveraging the leadership, which is really important, and also incorporating in your daily life. I'm very busy, obviously, but I leverage the leadership. And what I do is I go out and I incorporate into my daily life as well. And that's really key. If you really know where to find the resources and who you really can leverage and trust, it's really important. We have not been involved in network marketing for very long. It's only been maybe about 2 years in another company with coffee, and I'm having my cup of coffee right now. But I really enjoy the opportunity to look at how something can start at the beginning. We didn't have that opportunity before, and we really weren't searching at the time, and we found a fabulous power couple and what they can present and help us grow with really an opportunity to look at other ways to have an additional income stream that's very different from our traditional way of having a career and incorporating this into our life. So I just really want to thank the power team of Jeff and Lisa and also Garrett and Nick Logan for putting together some success strategies to help us incorporate this into our life. So thank you so much for having me on the call and to just share a background, and the fun and excitement of the unknown and the adventure is really what it's about with Affinity 24, and just great. I can't wait to meet all of you at the meeting and move forward. So thank you.
Thank you, Judy. Thank you, thank you. Well, you can see by these backgrounds, you guys, we've got some pretty successful ladies on this call. I mean, from real estate developers to professors and PhDs, Holter Culturist. I can't even say that. Holter Culturist. Rebecca, help me out. Anyway, a hypnotherapist. So I'm very excited. Let's bring on the next speaker, please.
Okay, Doug, we've got Ms. Alin in the queue this morning. So good morning, Alin.
Good morning, Bill. Good morning, Lisa. I'll be very
brief
this morning. Hi, Lisa. I want to just thank Lisa, you for hosting this call, and to your husband for providing amazing leadership. Thank you. I'm learning so much from everyone at the organization, and I'm really grateful to you, Bill, for your leadership as well, Rick and Mike, and Mr. Garrett and Nick Logan. Well, I just wanted to talk briefly this morning about competition in terms of my own testimonial. I've run into some people who have been worried that there's a lot of competition in the market, and what I have realized is we really don't have any competition. And what I mean by that is the network marketing model is a perfect model for a market that has a lot of competition. First of all, I'm in Southern California. Sorry, I forgot to say that. My background is sales and marketing management. I've had my own company since 2001. But it's the perfect model because if you think about it, if you're a rep for another processing company, you can't just go to your warm market. You can't make your quota by just calling on people you know. You can't go out and recruit other people to work for you. You don't have that option. And the likelihood that, I've had a couple of people who have been worried about the fact that there's competition. There are other big companies in the space. But my comment to them is that think about this. The other company, absolutely, I mean, you can almost take it to the bank that they're not going to have someone calling on that account who has the relationship with that account that you do. That is the secret sauce. And already a couple times just in this past week come through really clearly. I had one example where, I texted my hair guy who owns his own salon in Laguna Beach, and I said, hey, Sergio, I'm coming to see you Friday. I need you badly. And in addition to that, I'd like to talk to you about a business thing before, if you could give me a call. So he gave me a call. I explained briefly to him what I was about, and his comment that stuck with me was, Alin, I get these calls every day. I get called all the time from people who want to take on my credit card processing, and I always say no. But do you all say yes? And that was awesome. And then I was at my dentist last night, and I had waited until I was going to be in there in person. And so I've been in there in person, talked to the doc about that, and it's a big operation. They have like 10 or 12 rooms where people are constantly working on various patients. And I talked to the doc, and he said, sure, I think we would take a look at that. Let me make sure, the office manager, Sergio, who I've talked to before, talked to him. He said, absolutely. He had no idea about EMV. He was very interested. He said, can you come back and meet with me, bring me some information? And I said, yes. And before I left, he was seeking me out, saying, I have just a couple questions for you, so, which is always a good sign in sales. So that's all I had to say this morning. I just wanted to encourage you guys that if you're getting comments from people or objections saying, oh, there's so much competition, I think my answer now is not really. I mean, yes, there are other companies out there, but there's nobody doing what we're doing. It's very exciting. Thanks for the opportunity to be on.
Thanks, Alin. You know what? You nailed it right on the head. You think about merchant services. We are not a traditional merchant service company going out there hiring reps. I mean, the beauty of what we're doing is it is multi-level. I mean, it's so unique in the sense that I've never seen anything like it. You guys got to understand something. I do like to consider myself an expert in multi-level. I've been practicing it for 21 years. I've never seen anything like it. And to be in a startup in the beginning, our vision is to have 100,000 merchants within Affinity 24 within 18 months. You guys, that's going to be because we're going to have tens of thousands of agents. So you got to understand, you cannot compete with that. You cannot compete with warm market. You can't compete with relationships. And you can't compete with the force of people making money. Okay, so the animal is different. People always say, well, what about this competitor? I'm using this. It's not about the rate. If you could get paid to swipe your own cards and you could get paid on other people swiping cards, that's the opportunity. So well said, Lynn. Thank you so much. Let's bring on the next speaker. Mr. Bill?
Sorry, my phone was muted. I was sitting there talking. Area code 636, ending in 2839. You are unmuted, live on Blog Talk.
Well, good morning, everyone. This is Jude Davis down in St. Petersburg, Florida.
Hi, Jude.
Hi there. I feel so blessed to have been in the right place at the right time to hear about and take action about the opportunity that the Logan brothers have come up with. Nick and Garrett, they're gifts from God, totally. I love it. What they have come up with is not just a business for credit card processing. This is an opportunity to give back, and we'll get to more of that later, but so then, here's the idea, and they put it all together, and then they bring the right people. And we've got Mike and Rick at home office doing their part. We've got Bill resides with sales doing his part. You know, come Jeff and Lisa. You know, so exciting because now we've got this team, this husband-wife team, and, you know, to have the female energy there is so exciting. And I just have to say thank you, you know, to everything you guys are doing to make this opportunity just grow and flourish and bud. I mean, we are just a tiny bud right now. The person I really have great respect for is Craig Diamond, what he is doing with our Core Donate project, which is so exciting. The brilliance of Nick Logan for his processing with a purpose has given us the ability basically to be angels for nonprofits and to make this a better world. And I also have to thank Gary Britt, who is such a wonderful leader and upline, and I thank him every day for giving me the opportunity to be a part of this. But so, okay, here I am. I'm mature. I've been around the block multiple times. And I've realized it's not all about making money. It's about making a difference. And with this company, we can make a difference. We can make a huge difference in this world. And that lights my fire, rings my chimes. We can help children's causes. We can help the hungry. We can help Africa. We can help our own community. There are so many good causes out there. We can help people with spirituality, with the churches and the ministries. What rings your chimes, you know? I know what mine are, and, I forgot to tell who I am, but, you know, I grew up and I was a computer programmer, systems analyst, business, corporate, et cetera, through all that. And now, through life, it is about making a difference. And girlfriends and boyfriends out there, we have the opportunity given to us on a silver platter to make a huge, huge impact on this whole world if we so choose to. So that is what brings smiles to my face, and I thank you all for being a part of this, because together we can make a huge difference for merchants, nonprofits, ministries, families, individuals. So thank you to all who are making this.
Absolutely. Thank you, Jude. I hear you. You know, this Core Donate program, it's growing legs and it's getting a lot of steam under its belt. It's so widely the exception of it and the people that have gone through the training. I mean, I know we've got a lot of stuff in the hopper over here in California, and it's really exciting to see. It really is. You know, that's why I love this business. All the different facets of it are pretty amazing. But you know what? It does start with helping your family. You know, when people can't pay their bills, when people can't send their kids to college, there's a lot of people that are out there struggling. And you know what? Just like when you're flying that plane and those air masks drop down, what is the first thing they say? Please put the air mask on your mouth and then help the children and people around you. If you want to help people and you want to make a difference, you've got to be financially sound. You've got to make sure that your house is in order. And again, that's part of this. You can do everything. You can get your house in order, start creating your dynasty for your family and your future, and be able to go out there and make a difference in the world. I think a big thing that everybody has to do when they get started in this business is really determine why they're doing it. One of the things I like to do when I sit down with people is help them put together their mission statement. You know, if you're driven by a mission statement and a why, you heard Jude, what her why is, it speaks loud and clear. She is driven, right? But what drives you, you know? These are three things I'll tell you to write down and maybe think about this weekend. What do you want to have? What do you want to have in your life? It could be inner peace, a loving family, financial independence, health. What do you want to have? Next thing I want you to write down is, what do you want to do? Okay, this goes all along with having that why. What do you want to do? Get all the money in the world. What would you want to do? Travel the world, right? Build a home, run for public office, give back, charities. What do you want to do? And then finally, what do you want to be? Who do you want to be? So think about the people you admire. What are the qualities about the people that you admire? Is it their generosity? It's their confidence? Do you want to be a good listener, honest, integrity, knowledgeable? Who do you want to be? So write those three points down. What do you want to have? What do you want to do? And what do you want to be? And those are the three things that I actually looked at when I was forming our mission statement, my mission statement. And it really kind of solidifies your why. Because if you have something deeper, you have something driving you, that's what you're looking at every day when you're going out there. It's bigger than everything just about, okay, I'm going to make $200 when I put a terminal in, or I'm going to make $200 if I sell a tablet. It's so much bigger than that. So thank you, Jude, for that. If we could bring on the next speaker, please, Bill, thank you.
Okay, no, absolutely. As requested earlier, I am going to come back to Ms. Simone. And good morning, Simone. I've got you back live on Blog Talk.
Good morning, Bill. Good morning, everybody. I must let you know that, yes, I've been on this call before, and I was excited. Today I'm off the hook. Off the hook with gratitude because I'm here in sunny California right now. I'm on Hermosa Beach. My husband is having some special treatment here in Hermosa. And so it gives me the opportunity to be out in the environment and to express my gratitude to God. I'm also very, very grateful, as I've said before, to the Logan brothers for having the courage and the vision to put together an opportunity that is based on the amazing platform of network marketing. As we all know, network marketing is a platform for the 21st century. Business is now adopting it. It's being touted and trained and taught at Harvard. So it's definitely a very courageous move. I'd like to also express my gratitude and heartfelt thanks to Mr. Rick Lindsay and Mike Medina
yes, they work tirelessly at the office. And I can say that with all honesty, because I've been at the office. I was at the office till 8:30 last night, and they were there. They're there every night, they're there every morning, and they're working around the clock to make sure that the systems are up and running for all of us. To the team that works in customer service, I only know of Kevin and Noreen, but I know more members have been recruited to work with us and to work tirelessly again for us to make sure that everything runs smoothly, Aiden's up and running, and the process is working. But a team that I'd really like to thank today at the office is Nathan and his great team of people who are processing. You know, we've now got our agents out there, and we're going for a Sapphire run. We won't make that this month, but you know what? It doesn't matter. We just missed it. But we're going to go Ruby next month. And it's all because of the likes of Nathan and his team that are processing within 1 to 2 days on merchant applications. And then, of course, our tireless and fearless leaders, Mrs. Giamalva and Mr. Jeff Giamalva, who I had the bounty of meeting at a Napoleon Hill Summit 2 years ago and essentially changed the life of myself and my husband, Rick, because they asked us a question which changed our lives. We joined them. They became our mentors. And as Julie Wright said, like me and like her, we've spent a lot of money on education, personal development, and yet here we are today with the best mentors, the best leadership that we could ever wish for, let alone pay for. I'd also like to express gratitude to some powerful women that were on the call today that are partners of mine, Maureen, Rebecca, Alin, and I know Evelyn is hoping to get on the call today because she is now a consultant, which is very, very exciting. And my thing for today is, you know, wherever there is chaos, there is opportunity. And there's chaos in the market. People need to become EMV compliant. That gives us opportunity. When there's chaos at the office, that gives us opportunity to grow. So like a two-winged bird, you know, for women out there, your husband or your partner might not be as supportive as you like. Just remember, we have two wings to fly, coach them, show them that you can make a difference and that you need them to be part of your team to make a difference. I thank you, Lisa, for having me on the call. You know, my biggest why is to live a life of significance, to be that person that is instrumental in or the catalyst to changing people's lives. So you have been a catalyst in my life, and I'd like to thank you and Jeff again, and thank you for having me on the call, Mr. Rezaei.
Thank you, Simone. I could listen to your voice all day long. Don't you love it? I love that. I love her accent. She's so eloquent, and that was beautiful. You know, there's no secret as to why the people who are getting results are getting results. There's no secret. You know, it's putting in the effort. It's being there. It's showing up. It's serving. I mean, I'll always brag on Simone because she's always the first one there. She's the first one to volunteer. She's of service to everybody, and she does do it with such a grateful heart. And I really believe that the universe is coming full swing around to you and Rick because you guys have one of the fastest growing organizations within our company. They had a run at Sapphire this month. I agree with you, Simone. I think you're going to, since you missed Sapphire this month just by a little bit, I bet you're going to hit Ruby next month. You're just going to bypass that lake and go right to Ruby. And congratulations to your new consultant, Evelyn. I hope she's in the queue because I would love to hear from Evelyn. I just got word before the call started that she has her 3 merchants and she has 5 frontline distributors. So do we have Evelyn in the queue?
I don't see anybody else. Evelyn, if you're on the call.
She says, I'm on the call. Her number is 562-424-2877.
Okay, Evelyn, press 1.
Evelyn, if you're on, press 1, honey.
I did. Good
Got
morning.
It.
Can you hear me?
Yes,
I can hear you.
Fantastic.
Hi,
well, thank
Evelyn.
You.
Okay, well,
hi,
you're the finale.
Lisa. You are the finale to this call. So let's hear all about your great month.
Thank you so much. First, I just want to say good morning to the entire Affinity 24 family, and thank you very much, Bill. As mentioned, my name is Evelyn Robertson, and first I thank God for his incredible blessings. I thank him for his guidance and his direction. I thank him for his mercy and grace, and especially I thank him today for directing my path to Affinity 24. I'm calling in from beautiful 70-degree Long Beach, California, and it's just a pleasure to be on the call, so thanks again. I'd like to thank especially Nick Logan, our CEO. I mean, what a stellar executive leader, unbelievable, founder of Cornerstone Payment Systems, and several, you know, if you look at his bio, several appointments as president and two as COO, and he's certainly a proven leader I can follow. Garrett Logan, our chief operations officer, I mean, when he speaks, he's just extraordinary to me. You can truly hear his 25-plus years of experience in the payment processing industry. I mean, it's just absolutely evident, and I have confidence that he can answer just about any question I have, and he'll assist me with strategies to close these merchant cases. Rick Lindsay is just wonderful, our executive vice president. I appreciate his level of expertise, and I really appreciate his approach to delivering superb trainings. You know, as I sit there and watch him, sometimes I'm just awestruck, and I just thank him so much. Mike Medina as well, our executive vice president. Wow, when he speaks, you know, I take pages of notes that I appreciate because they're actionable and can be implemented immediately, and they've helped me a great deal. Craig Diamond, thank you so much. You're amazing with CoreDonate. I will absolutely be leveraging your knowledge very, very soon to assist the many nonprofits that I have in my on my list. And I've already spoken to my pastor, and he's on board, or he'll be getting on board quickly. But he's already given me the verbal okay. So thank you so much, Craig. And then Jeff and Lisa, I mean, my goodness, you are incredible, incredible global master distributors. You are absolutely a proven success case that I can follow. You've been there, done that. You've been to Diamond already, and you're just so impressive. And I want you to know, Lisa, I'm chasing you. I'm chasing you and Jeff. And that is absolutely my goal, to get to Diamond status. And Simone, thank you. And Simone and Rick, I consider you my master network marketers and supreme encouragers. I just love the text that you send me that say, go, go, go. And Rick sends these really funny, encouraging notes, and I just love them. So thank you so much for that. Simone, you're passionate, you're persuasive. You flawlessly presented Affinity 24 to me, and I would not be here without you. And you were just so persistent in calling me to bring me in. I thank you. You've assisted me with my personal development in network marketing, and I thank you for that. And you two are just fabulous. I consider it an honor to be on your team. I want to also thank Kevin and Noreen, the entire customer support team. They've come through for me already, produced analyses that I've been able to present to merchants, and the way it's presented, it's open and shut case, and it enabled me to help me close deals. And also, Nathan, I appreciate you and your awesome team in merchant processing. Thanks so much. Just a little bit about me, because I know we're running out of time. I'm originally from the Seattle area, traveled the world with my siblings, my mom and dad, my dad was in the Air Force. And then just to jump fast forward real quick, in January 2002, I founded the consulting firm Robertson & Associates, and I'm a management consultant. I help large organizations with implementing and designing strategic change and tactical business improvement strategies. So I consider myself a scholar practitioner, and I really focus on knowledge transfer and strong ethics, and I want to make sure that there's improved bottom-line results. Previous, I was at Xerox Corporation for a number of years, and I was in sales and marketing there, which has really helped me now, of course, with Affinity 24. Who knew? So I just think this is a wonderful, novel merger of merchant processing and network marketing. The system is awesome. I am following the system, and it is absolutely paying off, and it's working. So why am I here in the first place? Not only because of Simone and Rick, but also I envision for myself a certain lifestyle. And, you know, certainly with my retirement and my savings, I could have a comfortable lifestyle, but it's not the lifestyle that I want for my retirement. So I'm looking fast forward into the future, and you know, I love skiing. I'd love to, you know, ski not only Vail and Aspen and Whistler, but the French Alps and New Zealand, and, you know, maybe even purchase a ski resort and cruise a couple of times a year and do a lot of traveling, international travel. So, you know, I'd also like to help my parents. I mean, they've retired, and you know, they're living on their retirement, but I tell you, that just gets eaten up with you know, with the cost of living and other things. So I'd be able to, I'd like to be able to help them more than I'm doing now, and also leave a legacy for my daughter. And it's a legacy of, you know, hard work and daily focus on Affinity 24, and, you know, just teach her the value of saving and investing and wealth building and hard work. And she already understands network marketing. It's amazing. So she's a part of the way there, but she's too young to join. So I just really appreciate everyone here at Affinity 24. I mean, what a unique set of people. Very action-oriented. I love that. Very friendly, helpful. Sincerely, you know, I just get the sense that they want everyone to succeed. I love the atmosphere. It's upbeat, positive. I love Jeff's love of music and dancing and just having fun. I mean, why not work hard and have fun? So I just really appreciate that. And I appreciate the CEOs and COOs, their heart for us and the fact that they roll up their sleeves and continually invest back into the business to ensure that, you know, we have what we need, not only the facility there in Irvine, but many other things. And I just really appreciate that. So just in closing, you know, I've built a small team thus far, but I continue to work on it. And, you know, when I was thinking about success partners to join me, I thought of Alin Mann first, and she did join. Thank you, Alin. I just love you to pieces. She is amazing, as you know, very, very awesome, out of Irvine, California. I have an agent in San Diego, California, one in Seattle, another in Long Beach, and one in Atlanta. So we're kind of spanning the U.S., and as Lisa mentioned, I have my three merchants now. I'll be finishing up the paperwork this afternoon on the art gallery. So that will give me my first qualification as consultant. So I thank you so much.
Yay!
And then also,
hey,
I'm so excited.
Evelyn, why, tell me the three merchants you got. Tell us really quick before we get before they sign off on us.
Okay, my
tell
dentist.
Us the three merchants.
A dentist, an art gallery, and a consultancy. Those three.
And how did you know all three? Tell us your relationship.
Okay, the dentist is my own personal dentist, and I know we're getting ready to close off. But anyway, my own personal dentist, and it was very easy to close. She said, yes, let's do it. She did get the analysis, and it just went really well. The art gallery, personal friend, that's in Detroit. That'll be closing this afternoon. And, you know, I just spoke with her about it and told her about EMV, all of that, and she just said, let's do it. The consultancy is Robertson & Consultants. Robertson and Associates, the one that I founded. So we're switching over as well.
Good.
And then I, you know, there were some opportunity meetings, one in Norcross, Georgia, which I had two people attend last night, and then in Denver tomorrow I'll have another one attending. So
woo!
Thank you, everyone.
Oh, my gosh. Well, can you guys tell she's a little excited? Oh, my gosh. Well,
so
this call
excited.
Has been off the hook. I mean, I tried to get in as many testimonials as we could. I think we ended up with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 powerful women on Female Blog Talk. Next Friday, what I want you guys to do is promote this call hard. Get all the women you know on it. Let them listen to the different backgrounds. That's what sells the business. Women sitting there, like if you have a good friend and she listens to Evelyn's story and Simone and Alin and Judy Palmer and Julie Reines, I mean, all these stories sell. So I'm so proud of each and every one of you. I appreciate you all. Let's have a great, great weekend. We know we have a lot of good stuff going on, starting with today. We have a training at noon for those who are going to be there. We also have tomorrow at the Tustin Training Center from 10 to 2. Denver is in the house. If you have anybody anywhere in that area, I don't care if they have to drive 5 hours, get them there. Denver's tonight, 6 o'clock Mountain Time, and tomorrow at 10 o'clock. So I thank you all, and God bless, and have a great, great weekend. Bye-bye.
Hey, great call, ladies. Great call. See you guys on Monday. So appreciate it, Lisa.
Thanks, Bill.